With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A 17-year-old opened fire at a small-town Iowa high school on the first day of school after the winter break, killing a sixth grader and wounding five others. Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations official Mitch Mortved named the gunman.
The shooter has been identified as 17-year-old Dylan Butler, a student at Perry High School. Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
Butler apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities are investigating the suspect's motive and reviewing social media posts. Donald Trump wants the special counsel in the election interference case held in contempt. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Lawyers for the former president say federal prosecutors took steps to advance the case in violation of a judge's order last month that temporarily put the case on hold. Trump's legal team described it as outrageous conduct and told a U.S. district judge that she should consider holding special counsel Jack Smith and two of his prosecutors in contempt. Last month, prosecutors said they would continue to file documents to meet deadlines, even though the case is on hold pending an appeal. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The East Coast could be looking at some wintry weather, but forecasters say it's too soon to say which areas will get snow and which will get rain and how much. The Pacific system is moving through western and southern states before moving up the East Coast this weekend. Major U.S. cities like New York City and Philadelphia, accustomed to white winters, didn't receive much snow last year due to a lack of cold air. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points, the Nasdaq dropped 81, the S&P 500 lower by 16, oil down to $72.19 a barrel. This is SRN News. The Methodist Church in the United Kingdom delivers an unusual pronouncement.
Denominational leaders have kicked off the new year by banning the words husband and wife, branding them offensive. The UMC UK's new inclusive church language guide has a laundry list of common English words that church leaders say will upset people and should not be used. They conclude by urging parishioners to visit the website of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation to find out more forbidden words. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit has been filed against the School of the Art Institute in Chicago, alleging that it engages in pervasive and severe anti-Semitic harassment and discrimination. A master's degree student says her class was assigned a project that required them to respond to allegations of brutality by Israeli soldiers. A professor at the school is also accused of making anti-Semitic social media posts. This is SRN News. A father and son have been arrested in the deaths of a young Texas couple about to have a baby. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The arrests of 19-year-old Christopher Preciado and his 53-year-old father Ramon come more than a week after the bodies of a pregnant 18-year-old Savannah Soto and her 22-year-old boyfriend Matthew Guerra were found shot in a vehicle. San Antonio Police Sergeant Washington Moscoso says Christopher is accused of killing the couple and his father is accused of helping him move the bodies.
It appears to be a narcotic-related deal. They went bad.
Police say they were able to track down the father and son using information on Savannah Soto's cell phone. I'm Donna Warder.
Police say Christopher Preciado was charged with capital murder and Ramon Preciado was charged with abuse of a corpse for allegedly helping to move the bodies. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.